This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I'm being gay.
Oh, okay. Well, you're here.
Yep. I didn't want to be.
That's something.
He's queer.
Yep.
And
get used to it.
Who likes to have some beer. And you know, it said yesterday that you didn't want to come in
today. I don't want to come in.
Well, I know, but usually when you say that, you just don't come in, so.
Oh, no, you made me feel bad. You're like, oh, I got to make plans.
Well, all I asked was if you didn't want to come in today, would you let me know, like, this morning?
I usually decide, like, you know, as I'm walking in my car to come here, I just go, you know what?
Oh, so
and I walk back inside the house.
You start to leave the house and you're like, F this.
I walk, yeah.
Okay.
I start to get in my car. I'm like, this is stupid.
Okay, gotcha.
Why am I doing this?
Well, what'd you do last night?
What do I got to do for that?
I don't know what I'm supposed to be watching. I feel like I watched everything, so I ended up watching that Sprint thing on Netflix about the whatever the track and field people, and we were just talking about Michael Johnson, and he's one of the hosts of this show, which is weird because I remember what brought that up last week. Mm. But we were talking about
I didn't watch that
track and field. Yeah, well, that's what I watched. So I need some.
Oh, I got my youngest hooked on Friday Night Lights, a TV show.
We watched the first four
episodes. Yeah.
Well, that was like an NBC show, right? That was a network show, isn't it? Okay. And it came after the movie.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I remember watching, and I remember that guy. Basically, I thought of him as the Friday Night Lights guy. I don't know his name. He's famous now.
Kyle Chandler.
Okay, yeah. I thought of him as the Friday Night Lights guy. Yeah. I don't know if I'd seen him and stuff before that or not, but certainly that was his big, breakout role, right?
Him and the wife, Connie, whatever.
Oh, I don't remember who the wife was.
You'll know her if you see her.
Yeah, I only watched. I remember, I think you had moved when that show started. You might have moved to Seattle.
Maybe.
And I was living in Kansas City, and you'd said something about, do you watch the show? And I was like, no. But, you know, what are we talking, like 2006? Back then, if you weren't caught up on a show, you had to wait for the first season or whatever to come out so you could get the DVDs.
Right. Now it's just all there. You can watch all five seasons.
It's really not that long ago, but it sounds like such an ancient thing. Like when Nick Wright came in here one time and said, hey, have you watched the first season of Breaking Bad?
Tony brought you the
and
DVDs.
And I said, no,
yeah.
I need to get, you know, I need to watch them, but I don't think that they were streaming it or whatever. Yeah, and he gave me the first season, and then I could get caught up. I mean, what year was that? What year did Breaking Bad come out? 2008? 2009?
Around that. I'll check.
It sounds Connie like Britton. An ancient thing. Connie Britton?
Yeah.
That's her actual name?
Yeah, she's Coach's wife.
January 20th, 2008.
2008.
Pilot episode of Breaking Bad.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know this woman. She's in all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
one of the best shows ever.
You know, interestingly enough, though, it's odd to watch, go back and watch that Friday Night Lights again. Now, you guys said, do I have a comfort show? That might be it. I don't put it on. I mean, like, between that and The Sopranos, I've watched the whole series more than once.
I think you said that at the time.
Yeah, I think that's the one that you said.
Yeah, more than once I've watched that.
Closest thing, I think, is what you'd said.
But I don't, like, just put it on and be like, oh, let me watch an episode. You know, I'll be like, all right, I'm back in. Let me watch this whole thing. And I do it every couple of years or so. But it's odd to watch it now with him and realize that Riggins, now I see him, I'm like, oh, man, that's, you know, David from the Waco thing.
Mm, right.
Because right. Yeah. People, he just, and he's so skinny in those. And he's like, so just a totally. And in Friday Night Lights, he's just this big high school linebacker that drinks too much and
that's crazy.
Has sex with everybody. It's like, wow. They're so different. So I ended up looking it up. Like, how did he get that role? And apparently he was the only guy who showed up drinking.
Was he Dahmer, too? Was he Jeffrey Dahmer
yes.
on Netflix? Okay.
So it's so weird to see him now. It's just, but they said in Friday Night Lights, he's the only one who showed up with, like, Lone Star beers in his hand and was like, I know what you guys want for this role, and just started pounding
I've
Lone Star.
I've seen Varsity Blues, baby. Let's do this.
I know who I'm supposed to be. Let's do this. They're like, yeah, you're our guy.
Does it feel dated when you go back to watch it?
No, because it's just a story.
I just mean, like, the production value. I remember trying to get my ex to watch The Shield,
really
and I was like, oh, The Shield's the greatest show. Just you're going to love it. It's
I don't really notice that
seems
as much
so
as you
ancient.
Do.
Oh, you would, I mean, like, if I showed you The Shield, you'd see what
he
I mean.
He notices it for everything.
Really
I just rewatched The Wire, and he was like, you can't watch it.
No.
I have beepers.
And he said, the Wire's not even in high yet,
I don't
Sopranos, too.
And I don't notice The
Sopranos aged way better.
I don't notice, like, the video quality, and I just don't really notice it.
I mean, like,
I'm not saying it's not. You could watch it and be like, man, this looks so dated, I can't believe it, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just a lot
the football
of the
scenes look normal to me, I guess.
I don't really remember that show was filmed, so I might watch it and then be reminded, like, oh, okay, yeah, like you say, just a normal show. There's nothing that super dates it. Some of those older shows have that thing. I don't know what that was. Some sort of a, you know, way of cutting and directing those shows and those the music that they would use. The Shield had all kinds of weird music. I guess you'd call them sweepers or whatever that went in between. Every time something would happen, there'd be a sound of like, da-da-da-da-da! And then the camera would go zooming in and out like a bad Tony Scott impersonation or something. And you don't think about it when I think back on that show. Then when I watch it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what this whole show was. I've just forgotten that because, you know, people don't do that anymore.
I'll tell you, the only thing I can tell you is Chacho watched 4 episodes and wasn't like, this looks old.
Right.
Then, he never mentioned
then
it.
Then you're
so.
Good. That's it. Yeah, because when I tried to show The Shield to my ex, she was like, this is really old. And I was like, it does seem really old. I didn't feel like it was that old. And at the time that I was showing her, it wasn't nearly as old. That was like 2012 or somewhere around there. And I was like, yeah, this does feel old. It helps a lot, like with Seinfeld and a lot of those older shows. They will go back and remaster them, crop them. Because if it's not even widescreen, then I feel like you do notice it. If you're watching a square show from television and they haven't remastered it at all, it's like, you know, especially I would think to a kid, like that probably looks old to them. I can watch it, but also it doesn't literally seem that old to me because I lived through it. But it is nice when they do that. Some of those shows, I guess, just aren't
big enough.
You
should go back and watch it. Friday Night Lights.
I should.
You got nothing to watch.
Is it streaming on?
I think it's Netflix and it's got all 5 seasons.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll watch. I saw
there's
Lost
one
the
season
on
where there's
too.
Like, and I did look that up. I'm like, this season isn't very good, and it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up, and people were like, yeah, that season. So I think you can skip the 4th season because they're like that was during the writer's strike, and they did like this sexual abuse thing, and it was.
Well, I mean, like a learning moment.
No, well, they do it in all like, but it's not like. I don't want to say it's like a learning moment, but they do touch on like, you know, kids get paralyzed playing football and they, you know, Riggins clearly has an alcohol problem as a high schooler. And, you know, the coach has to talk to his daughter about getting pregnant and, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
That happen in coming-of-age TV shows.
Some of them feel a little more forced.
Right, and they're not like, oh, I'm so excited, like whatever that was. Yeah. It's not that. It's, you know, it's legit.
Yeah.
They do a good job with it. But in that fourth season, there's like, it's not that it's bad. It's like one of the guys sees this girl get hit and beat up, and then he hits the guy and ends up killing him, and they run from the cops, but they don't really get caught. And you're kind of like, it's... If that was just a standalone TV show, you'd be like, huh, that's an interesting TV show. But in context of the five seasons, you're like, why did this happen?
Yeah, it feels like it's wedged in.
And then I looked it up, and they're like, oh, yeah, that was the writer's strike.
Yeah.
And they were just like, do this.
That's crazy. There was a lot of that at the time, though. Remember those shows that looked different?
It's that guy that you like, Snow Cone. He's the one who killed somebody. He's in that Civil War.
Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, Jesse Plemons is the guy. Yeah, he's the guy.
Kirsten Dunst's husband? Is that who we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know that guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember
It's funny to see which one of those people went on to do big stuff and then other people don't even have a wiki.
On Friday Night Lights?
Because when you get into like the season 4 and 5, some of the kids have graduated and there's a new, they couldn't keep them forever, right? And so like Michael B. Jordan's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's
a football player in season 4 and 5, I think.
Okay, I definitely don't remember that. I'm trying to.
And Jesse Plemons obviously went on, and then, like we said, Riggins went on to do big stuff. And then there's other people you're like, where did that guy go?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it is old enough now that.
You can see where they went. You can see where Michael B. Jordan went. I mean, it's Michael B. Jordan, and Jesse Plemons is Jesse. You know what I mean? Yeah. Those are big names where they got started.
So you've seen every season of it. You've seen all of them probably more than once now. You've definitely not missed any of them.
No, yeah. I've seen it. I've seen all of it once for sure, and then a lot of it twice.
Okay. Well, then I'd say, yeah, that's sounding like a comfort show to me. Did you ever finish Lost?
Well, like comfort shows, like Snow Cone says, that he'll just put on.
Like The Office.
And it doesn't matter.
And you can fall asleep.
I don't care where you put The Office on.
Yeah, see, I don't do that.
But, like, if you fall asleep, you would be like, oh, I missed
something. I'll see it advertised, like, oh, like 2 years. Like, not too long ago, they advertised The Sopranos on Max.
Right.
Like, every season streaming, and I was like... All right, I got to watch that again. I'm making a mental note. I'm going to watch that again. And the same thing with Friday Night Lights. I'll be like, oh, they have all the seasons streaming. It's been a few years. I should watch that again. But I'll sit down. Like, I'll be into that. I'll be into it for, you know, a month.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a comfort show, really. That doesn't qualify then. Mm-mm. If you feel like you need to... see all of it. You can't miss
it. I want
to
watch it.
Comfort show something you've seen enough times that you're not worried if you miss a part of it. You're not worried if you fell asleep for a couple hours. Hell, you could let it stream all night.
I feel like I could find one like those that are not series related. So I guess maybe, you know.
Well, that's why True Crime's good. Some of those shows, because each one's a standalone story.
Or like Seinfeld. If I like Seinfeld, I could see like, oh, well, it's all going to wrap up right here.
Yeah.
It's all going to be in a half hour. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to see everything that's going on. It doesn't exactly. The next episode is starting completely fresh. There might be a reference here or there, but those shows like Friday Night Lights and those, that's like watching a long movie. You're invested.
It is, yeah.
You okay? Breathe. Slow down. And I want you to try to read the coverage. Do you remember how to read the coverage?
Not so well, sir.
Look at me. What you do is you go out there and you look before you throw the ball. You look and see where the defense is and you see where our guys are. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Then you throw the ball to our guys. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Do your best. Go on.
Coach Taylor's got to be just thinking about getting out of this game.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
Nothing. Why were we talking about MILF Manor?
Yeah, then I get the
I forgot. Well, I forgot what the hell we what started this. Oh, because I asked you about Karen Reed. I got a text from Snow Cone last night. He was finally reading about the Karen Reed stuff. I thought maybe he would have an opinion today, but I guess he watched MILF Manor.
Well, I watched the couple things I told you about that I'd never heard about.
You said that you found out that they
reasonable
that the
doubt
people that own the house
was that
sold
they show these like marks on
you guys.
Them,
hey, not
and
everybody,
like,
yeah, is
familiar with the
with
Karen,
name
Reed,
Karen
trial.
Reed. So if you're going to talk about it, you should really kind of
she's
reset.
The woman whose trial just ended in a mistrial. She was accused of killing her boyfriend, who was a police
TV
officer.
Addicts. I'm like, well, everybody knows who this is. I'm like, literally, no one.
Honestly, Twitch is the one that got me even more into it because everyone kept talking about it on Twitch, and I was like, all right, I know like the basics of it, but. I'll start getting into more of these details. And once they got to the police officer, I played you clips of him yesterday, Once that testimony started going,
I was
like, okay, this is a crazy story. And it certainly seemed like there was reasonable doubt. And I saw that there was this big movement of people who, you know, are against her. And then there's the people who are for her, who are out there protesting in front of the courthouse every day with signs.
Well, the two pieces of reasonable doubt that I got that I never heard about last night was they show the marks on this guy's body. They look like claw marks.
Yeah.
And they said they think, you know,
that a dog,
that the owner of the house's dog, a German Shepherd, could have done it. Like, if the owner's fighting the dog gets involved.
Right.
And they go to, you know, go to check that dog, and they're like, oh, we got rid of the dog. We, you know, rehomed it.
Yeah.
Okay, can we check your house? Oh, we sold the house, you know, a month ago for $50,000 below asking price.
Yeah, they made a big deal out of the house thing because the house, I think they said, had been handed down for, like, maybe from their grandparents or something. It had been multi-generational, and they just sold it all of a sudden.
For $50,000 or less.
But there's certainly reasonable doubt. I just wondered. Usually when you get, you know, all in on something, like if you, you know, like I could ask you about Melf Manor, you could tell me all about it. Or the Idaho thing. You know, we'd spend an entire day on that.
Why are there so many Alberts? Brian Albert, Nicole Albert, Brian Albert Jr., Caitlin Albert, Colin Albert.
Oh, these are people that were at the
they're all
the house.
Family?
So, yeah, Brian and Nicole, I believe, are husband and wife. I think that's them up there at the top. And there, he's a cop. He's a BPD.
Right. What are the other Alberts?
They're all family. Someone on Twitch, people who follow it like Crunchberry, can tell you who all the Alberts are and how they're related.
But, yeah, my favorite Albert.
Yeah,
who's your favorite Albert?
Probably
Bat.
Probably John. I'll just go with John because I watched
John
some of his
Albert.
Testimony.
Oh, Albert Hammond Jr. Come on.
Well, I thought we were talking about this Albert family.
No, Albert in general. Like Fat Albert.
Let me think about it.
Come on.
Fat Albert. No. Albert Hammond would be a good one.
Senior
Albert Bell.
Albert Bell.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I didn't watch Fat Albert at all. I'm only aware of like the references to it. I never watched the cartoon. I don't know a lot of Alberts. What do people shorten that to? Barry?
Al?
Just Al? I'm trying to think of what other nicknames you could have. Like, who are some celebrities that could
Bert,
be other than Al?
Al only, or Bert?
Only Al name? I can
okay,
think of
on.
Is
Albert
Happy,
Einstein?
Happy Days. But I don't think his real name was Al.
Okay, Albert Camus, Albert Einstein, Albert Campbell, Albert Brooks.
Einstein.
What about Albert,
oh, Albert Brooks?
Albert,
that's a good one. Albert Brooks is a good one.
Marv Albert.
Albert
Marv
Albert.
Yeah, there he likes
go.
To nibble on your ear.
That's a good one.
Al
watch
Gore.
People get banged.
Albert, okay.
Albert Fish.
Who the hell's Albert
Who's that?
Fish?
Why'd you give that?
Isn't that the serial killer?
I don't know. It's a
yes.
serial killer?
Yes, Albert Fish, right?
Okay, I don't know. The name doesn't sound familiar to me.
You know, okay.
Oh. Well, I'm saying you could remind me if I see a picture of him. Maybe I'll go, oh, that guy.
He's like one of the most famous serial killers there is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Albert Brooks. Lazo's got Albert, who do you go
Pujols,
with?
Pujols, I think.
And Snowcone's going to go with Albert Hammond.
Jr.
Okay, hot dogs, though. That's what we were supposed to be talking about is hot dogs because it's 4th of July.
Favorite hot dog.
And
what kind of hot dog do you buy if you go to
multiple things. So Google put out a map talking about what type of hot dogs.
Oh, see, it's already there.
What type of hot dogs people in each state are looking up more than other states.
Hmm.
Although states, this is one of those maps where there can be multiple states that have the same search. So, you know, I don't totally understand how they come up with these, but it's the one that apparently we are looking at more than any other type of hot dog. So like Kansas and Missouri. Yeah, both Kansas and Missouri are Korean hot dog. That's what people are looking up.
Oh, they're looking up the because they opened up those restaurants recently.
Maybe.
Well, why else would they look for it? They're not going to the store to buy Korean hot dogs. Korean hot dogs isn't like a brand.
Right. I don't know if there's
it's a restaurant.
Like are there Korean hot dogs in St. Louis or there Korean hot dogs
There's two places by me that open up Korean hot dog restaurants.
Okay. I saw one. I haven't been there, but the pictures look kind of good. They looked kind of like
I hated it, but that doesn't mean you will.
Well, they're like breaded, right? And fried.
Yeah, fried. And they can put
in
them like, you know, mozzarella cheese.
Like corn dogs, but with more stuff.
But there's all kinds
of
stuff you can get on them.
Yeah. Lots of different
things. It sounds like, and the pictures look like, I'm like, man, this is going to be awesome. And then we went and got them. And we were like, not so much.
Yeah. I thought it looked good. But I want to give it a try. But Burnt Ends hot dog was Iowa, which.
Is that just you?
Just put Burnt Ends on it. Yep, I looked it up, and they put Burnt Ends on the hot dog.
I thought maybe it was just
now, there
Burnt
could be more
Ends
than
in
one.
The bun.
The first one I looked up, they put Burnt Ends on a hot dog, which I thought, well, you don't really need the hot dog. I just put the Burnt Ends on a
I'll
bun.
I'll be sure.
That's a
good job.
Sandwich,
I don't know if that's an Albert, but I do like me some I'll be sure.
Michigan was beef hot dog. That's what they're searching.
Yeah.
And there were a few of those. Oh, Oklahoma's meatless hot dog. Wonder why Oklahoma meatless
Oklahoma.
Hot dog. Yeah, Texas was Korean hot dog also. Now, I had to look up, do you guys know red hot dogs?
Yeah.
I had to look this up too. You know them already?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd never heard of them. Apparently, it's a Maine thing. It's their dish. And I mean, when I saw the pictures, I was like, oh, those look like pickled sausages, like those red, spicy things that I buy. Well, apparently that's not what the red hot dog is. The red hot dog
is... I don't know. I thought they were just the red spicy hot dogs.
It's called the red hot dog or the red snapper hot dog. And it's, according to the thing I read, a main dish, but other parts of New England have started selling them. But the hot dog is bright red in color. It's supposed to have a certain type of snap to it and a good flavor. Nothing that I read said that it was spicy, though, or pickled. Hmm. So it looked like one of those, but it didn't say anything about that. Coney Island hot dog was Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just thought maybe Michigan or something. You know,
well, you don't have to look them up in Michigan on every corner, but so many people retire to Florida, and the one thing they miss is Coney's.
Okay.
I'm being honest. When my uncle and my dad and everybody lived there, they would drive, like, there was a real Coney Island that they had the stuff shipped in from Detroit, and they would drive an hour and 45 minutes to go get those hot dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, like on the weekend. Now, granted, they were retired and didn't have much to do, so I guess it didn't matter, but let's go get Coney's. Yeah.
Sure. I didn't look this one up,
so
I forgot.
So it wouldn't surprise me that they were looking them up more than most people.
You'll have to look up Hawaii's because I totally forgot to look this one up. Dirty Water hot dog. I don't know the Dirty Water hot dog. I did look up the Sonoran hot dog, which is...
Call your mom.
The Sonoran hot dog in...
It's my little Dirty Water hot dog.
Sonoran hot dog was Colorado. I thought... Oh, yeah. Arizona was Sonoran hot dog. It's a hot dog from Mexico, from Sonora, and it looks to me like a regular hot dog, but something about it must make it different. But it is a hot dog that is sold... in Mexico.
Okay, so Dirty Water hot dog looks like it's just, you can make them, but they're, where'd you say people looked them up?
It was in Hawaii.
It looks like it's the hot dogs they sell in the water on the stands in New York.
Oh, okay.
So it's called Dirty Water hot dog.
It's like how my mom made hot dogs then. Yeah, just boiling hot dogs on the stove all afternoon, letting them simmer. Mm-hmm. Seattle has their own hot dog.
They do.
Seattle-style hot dog. It's a cream cheese hot dog. That's what they were looking up in Washington. So, and what was the other one? I think there was one more. I told you the burn-ins, beef hot dog. Oh, Chicago. But, of course, we all know what Chicago is. Several states are looking at that, and that's that. But then they also polled people and said, okay, what is the perfect hot dog? Mm-hmm. How many toppings should it have? All these types of things. What types of toppings? So 33% said, just to start this thing off, that hot dogs are sandwiches. 67% said they're not sandwiches.
Okay.
Yeah, I think of it as it's a hot dog, right?
It's when
say, I want a sandwich, you're like, oh, what are you thinking, like hot dogs? Or
right. Yeah. 90- to me, that's like if you went to like, if you had to define it, and I know the argument's old, but if you had to define it, then it probably is a sandwich. But you're right. Yeah. If I say I want a sandwich that's and you brought me a hot dog, I'd be like, what the?
Right. That's not what
same
I meant.
Same thing with a hamburger.
Right.
Like
exactly.
If I was like, I want a sandwich, and they'd be like, yeah, here's a hamburger. Right. I'd be like, well, that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, not what I have.
Why do you
want
to fight? That's what my
that's
first
it.
Thing would be.
Exactly. You're trying to be a smartass.
Right. Why do you want to fight?
91% of people said that they think hot dogs are an American food staple. Well, yeah, I would
of
agree
course.
With that. Who
although
are these
apparently
9%
in Korea, they
know. Yeah, but it could still be a food staple here. And, you know, 91% of Americans like hot dogs. 91% of Americans like hot dogs and eat an average of about 2 a month. That's more than I eat.
Oh,
but I never buy them.
I eat more than
I never buy them at the grocery store. Maybe if I had kids, I would. My mom used to buy them when I was a kid, but
every
I never
time
buy
I cook out,
store.
I'll make some hot dogs.
Yeah, and I don't cook out.
I do it all the time. So I'm
used to a little bit, but
it's
I don't
easy,
know
man.
Anymore.
Like you buy some hamburgers and hot dogs, boom, throw them on the grill.
I like eating them at the ball game. That kind of feels like what I'm supposed to do is have a hot dog at the ball game, maybe even a concert. You're at a venue and
overpriced food. I just had one today.
Yeah,
I never
buy them at the store. Quick Trip. Yeah, I've bought them at the gas station before for sure. They've got it says it's a bratwurst. It looks like a hot dog too. I'll get either one of them. But
me too.
That's probably where I
get
most of
cheese
them.
One.
I probably get most of them there because I can just load it up with toppings. It's like a dollar. Anyway, so the average is 2 a month, but around 40% said they eat more.
Throw the other half in the garbage.
Why? That's like the guy who eats at McDonald's every day and only eats half the serving and lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, I'm just
pounds.
Like, you know, I know this isn't great for me.
Yeah.
I do a lot of things that aren't great for me, but I probably don't need
just
to
cut
do
back
that
on this one.
Before I get to work.
Right.
So, you know, I'll put onions on it, break it in half, eat it, and then throw the other half out.
The top sides to have with the hot dog, French fries, potato salad, potato chips. I would agree, potato salad. If someone's cooking out or if I was going to do it at home, I like to have potato salad with it.
Baked beans and macaroni and cheese came out in the top five.
Guy.
Oh, I love baked beans.
A little too sugary for me.
Well, it depends on, yeah, I guess it depends on what flavor you're getting, but a lot of them are sweet. Yeah. I like them a lot.
I mean, those are baked beans as opposed to like barbecue beans. Yeah. Like, that's different, right?
I think they're different flavors. It's like barbecue baked beans.
Yeah.
I think it might even, some of them might even be sold as barbecued baked beans. Oh. So I don't know if they consider those the same or not. I know. Pork and beans is like its own thing. My mom, we ate those a lot growing up because my mom liked them so much, and also they were cheap.
My mom used to make pork and beans, put bacon on it and bake them.
Well, there's already some hunks of
She would put like layers of bacon over the top.
Oh, like actually layer
them. Put them in the oven.
Okay. No, my mom just heated it up out of the can. And then finally, people said that the perfect hot dog would have some combination of these five toppings, which would be, I'm guessing you guys can figure this out, mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Ketchup,
mm-hmm.
relish,
mm-hmm.
chili,
mm-hmm.
and onions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. I can't think of anything else that would be a standard staple. No. I mean, you could say cheese with the chili or whatever.
I
sure,
like kraut on them.
Yeah, I like sauerkraut on hot dogs, bratwurst. They have it, especially at the gas station. I just feel like it adds something to it.
Buy a can of it.
Yeah, but for you, if you were just making hot dogs at home, if you go
depends
to the stadium, okay. So let's say you're at a Royals game.
Mustard and onions.
Oh, you do onions too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just do mustard. Yeah.
If it's not a pain in the ass. Like, if I can go to a little topping stand and put onions on it, then I will.
Okay.
Or I'll put kraut, one of the two, depending on how I feel. Probably, if I'm at a Royals game, then I'll put mustard and sauerkraut on it.
Yeah, if they've got kraut there at the game, and it's, like you said, it's easy to get to, then I will add that, for sure. But if they don't have it, I'm fine with just mustard.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
When I was a kid, my mom not only boiled them in water and then, you know, served them up to us, but she'd put the condiments on there for us. So as a kid, it always had, mine had ketchup and mustard on it, always. And I was probably like in high school before I realized, why are we putting ketchup on this? Because we only put mustard on our brats.
Well,
you know,
see, now,
sausages.
I would say that if it was at your mom's house, and this is not a joke.
Yeah, if she's boiling it.
If she's boiling it and they've been sitting there, then I would put mustard and ketchup on it. And I'm not a ketchup guy at all. But sometimes at a Royals game, if they don't have kraut,
sometimes
I'll put mustard and ketchup on it. Because I'm like, that hot dog does not look like it's fully done.
Yeah.
It looks like it's not going to be great. And the mustard and ketchup here will certainly cover this up and make it taste good.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that, because sometimes I think both taste good, especially if I'm trying to dress up a bad hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think maybe it's just because
it's a good hot dog, just mustard and kraut will be great. But,
you know, never put ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah, I dress up a bad hot dog with some mustard and ketchup, for sure.
Yeah, remember when you took me to the Diamond Club?
Yeah.
And they came by and they asked if we wanted anything, and I said no. And then you were like, yes, you do. It's included. And I was like, what? And so I ordered a hot dog, and you're like, I told you it's included. Why are you getting a hot dog? And I was like, oh, because there's like a server that comes. You're like, I'll put everything on it. Like that was going to somehow, you know, make my choice a little bit wiser. But she brought it back. I never grew to like relish, really.
No, I mean, I don't like pickled anything.
But I do. I like pickled sausages, like we were talking about earlier.
I don't like pickled anything.
I like dill pickles.
Nothing.
But, I just never grew into the relish thing. Figured I would, but that night at that game, they put onions, relish, ketchup, all the condiments.
And you loved it?
It was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn good. They say I need some rope. You and I were talking earlier about this thing. Someone,
sweet pickle.
Someone posted a few days ago on Reddit talking about, it got a lot of traction. I'm sure you saw it, Snoke. I'm talking about the most messed up things celebrities have ever done. Which I'm always curious when I scroll through these lists like this, you know, did you know that these celebrities got in trouble or whatever? If I know all of them, and most of the time I do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are usually a few of them I'm like, I don't think I knew that. Like the top one that people were talking about for celebrities that did messed up things was about Don King. Now, King is a messed up
person. Well, he murdered
somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, that was before he got famous.
That he stomped an employee to death because he owed him $600.
Probably.
And that's the thing. It's like, I'd have to look that one up. Like, I know that they say that he killed somebody.
I know
that
he was
one person. Now, the next one's Alfred Hitchcock. I do know that one. I couldn't tell you her name. I don't remember her name. But I know that it's the chick from The Birds. I know that he was supposedly a little sexually aggressive, toxic boss, to say the least.
Alfred Hitchcock was?
Yeah. There are allegations that he really, the woman who starred in The Birds.
I've heard that.
That he really messed with her head. And maybe if you read into it,
same
she might have ended up hospitalized.
What's her name? Shelley Duvall. And from
The
Shining.
Exactly, with
Nicholson
Kubrick.
And Kubrick. Yeah.
So the Hitchcock thing, but you,
what
sounds
did
like
Albert
you didn't
Hitchcock
know that.
Have to do with that?
He's saying that Albert Hitchcock was accused of, I think, kind of making this woman go crazy over time by assaulting her, isolating her. No, but he's saying
Kubrick made her insane.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Same kind of thing. Then the third thing listed on here, That band, The Lost Prophets.
Oh, yeah. Now, he had sex with kids.
Well, that's something. Something with babies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when that news broke, and we read that article, and we couldn't even get through it because I didn't remember the talking about...
You can read some of the transcripts. I've never read it. It's pretty
it's bad. It's bad. Talking about pictures and ovens and all this stuff, I was just like, what a weird thing. You know, we've said in the past, like, if you're that broken, you got to do one of two things. And what you can't do is indulge yourself.
No, you can't.
You just can't. I mean, if I like to think that I would have the, at least when I'm, you know, clear mind, like, you know, right after.
Sure.
Then I'd know, like, look, I have to do one of these two things. I can kill myself or I can castrate myself. I mean, won't castrating myself
I can try
get the
to get
job
help,
done?
Like,
right. Yeah, I mean, whatever help that is. But if they say, like, well, the only way to guarantee it is chemical castration, whatever, well, then do it.
Yeah.
Because that is not, that's not a, you know, kink. That's
bad. I mean, that's not even comparable to what other, you know, like a high school teacher and a high school student. What he was doing was not comparable at
all. Not close. And to just say, like, oh, pedophile.
No. This is next level.
Way different things. And so specific and weird and all of that. Now, Bill Cosby was the next person on the list, but I don't actually know now where we stand with Bill Cosby, because this person just says Bill Cosby raped many women over the course of decades and was, you know, able to get away with it. Well, I thought that, you know, didn't he get released from prison?
He did, but I don't know how or why.
I would say that when you have that many accusations, maybe something happened.
Well,
how
did he get out?
But I don't know. I don't know, and it felt like once that happened,
we
were just kind of confused. Yeah, like, well, so what do? We call him a rapist now, or do we not? I don't really know. Chris Brown, I know it.
Yeah.
I know exactly what it is. Now, they can go give you more examples, but it's the Rihanna thing. That's what everybody thinks of, and that's enough. What was that Netflix documentary? It's Jimmy Savile, the radio guy. Did you watch that documentary on Netflix about the British radio guy who was... I don't know what decades that was. Probably the 60s and 70s. It might have been the 70s and 80s, but he was accused of... doing some bad things with kids, and like accused of doing things with kids that were like vulnerable because they were in children's hospitals and stuff like that. And he was supposed to be helping them. Again, doesn't really get much worse than that.
No.
It's about as bad as it gets. Oscar Pistorius, I know it. Yeah. I know it. I know. I think I know the basic. She was in the bathroom, right? Didn't he try and say that she killed herself in the bathroom? That he heard the gunshot? That she locked herself in the
bathroom? There's a documentary about like the crazy story of Oscar Pistorius or something.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched a documentary.
I haven't either, but.
He got out within the last year, didn't he?
Right. He said he's looking for you because you said that he was slow.
No. I did not say that. You
said that he was weak.
You
and
said
slow.
That he was not. He
you
should not
him
be allowed.
Freak.
I did not. Yeah. Lazlo said he shouldn't be allowed to run in the Olympics. That's what Lazlo said.
Yeah, I did say that. I'll say that to him now. I think he would agree. I didn't call him a freak.
I didn't call him a freak.
I said he had an advantage.
I didn't call him a freak.
Because his new legs were so good.
Okay, well.
You call him a footless freak.
Okay.
Remember the whole saying, freak with no feet?
Yeah, no.
Freak with no feet.
I don't. I barely know who the guy is. I can barely picture him. I can see those blades. He's Blade Runner, right? That's him. This says, again, these are just people writing this stuff on the internet. So this is stuff worth looking up, I guess. But Jack Nicholson, if you said, hey, is there a story about Jack Nicholson?
I think so.
I've heard for sure.
But like all those guys in the 60s and 70s, I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Did they do drugs and have sex with people they shouldn't have? I'm damn near positive they all did. Right? Like, I don't really know what happened in the hippie culture. It was before my time, and I'm not making excuses for it, but it was like, I don't know. Like, Jack Nicholson, did he date someone who was a minor? Sure. Did Don Henley have sex with a minor? Yes. I don't know. I feel like that's all that happened and nobody cared. Am I wrong?
Well,
like any documentary you see from somebody who was famous in the late 60s, early 70s.
There's some story about rock stars, movie stars,
movie
whatever.
Stars, you know.
This person said that
parents
Jack Nicholson,
dropping their kids off at mansions. Like, what? Just stuff that wouldn't even happen now. Like, why is that person there?
Right. This person said that Jack Nicholson beat up a sex worker, which I don't remember that story.
No, me neither.
But I've heard this sort of like you just said. About most of those people. I mean, Steven Tyler decided to write about it in his book because it was so common, such commonplace, doesn't make it right.
So did Anthony Kiedis.
That he,
a lot of
people
did.
Right.
Anthony
and that they just put it in the book.
Was young, right?
Yeah, she's really young.
She's like 19.
Yeah, she's now. Really, really young.
I saw a picture of them together. I'm like, man.
Is he 60 now?
He's around that. I'll check.
I was thinking maybe those guys were just now.
I'm re-listening to his book and I'm surprised.
Vince Neil, we all know the Vince Neil story, right?
He killed the guy from Mott. Is it Mott the Hoople?
No, it was, what was that band called?
Anthony Kiedis is 61.
Oh, he's 61. Okay.
Vince Neil was in the
Hanoi Rocks.
Hanoi Rocks.
Yeah, yeah, with the drunk driving wreck.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I just thought it was picked the wrong band.
That guy died, and then some other people were severely injured. So that one is.
Is Louis C.K. still canceled?
I don't know. I saw somebody saying it's time for him to come back. It was Bill Maher. He was saying, "Look, he did his time or whatever. Why don't we just uncancel him?
Right.
Have him come back."
I've seen him on TV or whatever.
He's done like sold out shows.
Oh yeah, but he was doing all that stuff himself.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
So like, is it time when you say not cancel anymore? Like, can he do a Netflix special?
Right. Can someone?
Okay. Or does he have to sell? I know that he could go here and sell out the Midland. Sure. That doesn't matter. It's like, can the corporate America get behind him and be like, hey, we can make money off this guy again? But I wonder if he's doing well enough self-finance that maybe he's like, I don't need your Netflix special.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think that he would like to have that stuff back. I mean, his movie not getting released, all those things. You'd think that he would like to have some support.
I don't know what his money looks like. I've always wondered about those comedians. Like, do you need someone? Dude, all you need is a microphone.
Well, he made
it's
that
not
movie.
Like you need to try to throw them, and they'll supply the microphone at the Midland.
Yeah, but you still
sometimes
need help.
So whatever your cost is just driving there.
But if the Midland will supply the venue, too, you know, if they say, like, yeah, you can come use our venue.
But I'm saying
we'll
I've seen Louis C.K.
Yeah, he's definitely used
venues. So
yeah.
There's some that
someone's
play. So if he could just map out a tour across the United States, I wonder how, like, does a comedian need an agent? All those things, an agent and a manager and everything, because it feels like, hey, I'll come play the Midland. You pay me $20,000. And they're like, okay. And I cut you a check for 20. There's nobody else to pay.
I'm sure it would help in so far as how much money he could make from those specials instead of just promoting them himself on his website. Also, he made that movie and it never got released because...
Oh, I think he could make more. I'm just wondering if he's like, I don't even care.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
know. I can do, I don't know, 40 shows a year at $25,000 a pop.
Well, what did people decide about Louis? Was it that he paid the price that he did his time, or was it that after the Me Too thing, dust settled, were people saying, we don't think what he did was that bad? I didn't really, I'm not sure.
I felt like people thought they canceled him, but I did feel like a lot of, let me just say, women that I spoke to were like, okay. That was the one where I felt like people were like, this is too far.
Some debate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the first one where it was like, maybe he didn't do anything wrong.
In the moment, everyone's like, oh, okay, well, he's in trouble too.
But I felt like even then there was pushback.
Yeah,
like,
there was. What? Especially once you saw people coming to his shows, it's like, oh, well, he's got the fans. Yeah. They're going to his shows. They
and I think even in your small sphere of friends,
yeah,
that was one where people were like, wait, what did he do? I'm not sure that's bad.
He asked people to watch him masturbate, right? Yes. And that was it? Because there was multiple people that said
it. More about he didn't ask as so much as he blocked the door and did.
Well, blocked the door.
Even when he said it, he even said, and even the people who accused him said he always asked for consent.
Okay.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. And
so he would say, do you mind if I masturbate? And then they would, kind of the pushback on that was, it was power dynamic. He controlled the... You know, he could not let them
work
again.
We're on tour with him
right.
or whatever. Yeah, so saying no to him would be
bad for your career.
I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do or that it's perfectly acceptable. I don't exactly know. I just didn't know where society stood as a whole when the dust settled. I see people openly saying, hey, bring him back. They should work with him, release the movies, all that stuff. So did we just decide that he did his time or did we decide that things got too carried away with Me Too.
And Pancho says if they said no, he wouldn't do it.
That he wouldn't...
He wouldn't, you know, he'd say okay.
Oh, for the, having them watch. Yeah. And then Don Henley. You know the Don Henley one? You're the classic rock
music. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, sex with minors, for sure.
This person says, again, I don't know if this stuff is true, a 16-year-old girl OD'd in his house, and that he wrote a song. Says OD'd in Don Henley's house, and he responded by writing a song whining that the media wouldn't leave him alone. So I don't know what that is. Not a big fan. My dad was
a
big fan. I don't know. I'd like to know. I thought I was hoping maybe Snowcone would go, or both of you would go, yeah, that's such
Desperado.
And such. Yeah, didn't you know that's what Desperado's about? That's what Hotel California is about, meeting a 16-year-old? I don't know. Chris Benoit was on there too, a little further down the list, and I do remember that. That's one that I remember the day it happened. I remember being at the studio. We were working in Seattle, and I did not know who Chris Benoit was. And one of our coworkers at the time said, did you hear what happened with Chris Benoit? Didn't know who he was, not a big wrestling fan. But then as the story was coming out, I was just like, I don't know why that story stuck with me so much. I think it was because of that text that he sent the friend that said something along the lines of someone probably needs to come check on the dogs.
February 25th, 2024.
Okay.
Don Henley was asked in a New York courtroom Monday Huh? So we're talking a few months ago about a seamy episode from his past, his 1980 arrest after authorities said they found drugs and a naked 16-year-old girl suffering from an overdose at the Eagles co-founder's Los Angeles home. Henley was testifying at an unrelated criminal trial where three collectible dealers are being charged with conspiring to own and attempt to sell handwritten draft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
we do sort of remember that part of the story. Yeah, but I didn't know that they asked him questions about
him. Prosecutors asked about the singer and drummer's November 1980 arrest early on, apparently to get ahead of defense lawyers.
Huh. Yeah, that part of it I did not heard. We talked about the trial briefly, about the collectibles thing, but I didn't know that this other stuff was brought up. So that's exactly what the person on Reddit's talking about then.
Yeah, so here you go. This is more of the story here.
1980 arrest.
Henley told the court that he called for a sex worker that night because he wanted to escape the depression he was in. I wanted to forget about everything that was happening with the band, and I made a poor decision, which I regret to this day. I had to live with it for 44 years. I'm still living with it today in this courtroom. Poor decision. Henley testified that he didn't know the girl's age until after his arrest, and that he went to bed with a girl but never had sex with her.
Tale as old as time. That goes back to what you were saying earlier about all those rock stars, movie stars, back all the way up, really through the 90s at least, maybe even through the 2000s, where they didn't even really hide it that much. It was kind of out in the open.
Henley said Monday that she recovered and was preparing to leave with a friend. She had him call. So a friend had showed up to the house to pick her up, and they were going to leave. And at that time, that's when police arrived. And the police found cocaine, quaaludes, and marijuana at his Los Angeles home.
I mean, it's crazy that this gets brought up at that trial. They said that they knew that they were trying to get in front of it because they knew that lawyers were going to start questioning about his memory of that era. How well could you remember things from back then? Again, this was all about collectibles or whatever. And then that stuff gets brought up. 76.
He got a $2,500 fine.
I think that's probably pretty standard, too. It's kind of like how they used to give
requested
you a ride home.
Drug education program.
There you go. Well, Don Henley, you know something new about him, too.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, when you said that, they should put in that she recovered and left on her own.
That seems important. Right. I mean, that's
like,
him talking
to his lawyer.
Like, when
you said a 16-year-old OD'd at his house, I automatically think she died.
Of course. When people say overdose, you think somebody died.
But
that's like the sandwich hot dog thing.
Right.
Like, hey, man, didn't you know that she OD'd in his hotel? And you're like, oh, my God.
Right.
Well, like, you know, she threw up when feeling good. Like,
and her friend came and picked her up. He called the friend. And then the cops found cocaine, quaaludes, and marijuana in his house and arrested him for possession. Nothing else.
Yeah.
And that she was underage.
Important details.
They both say they didn't have sex, so whatever. I don't know.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. All right, we're doing the news, folks. This is it. This is our last day together before the break, right?
How about that?
You got a long weekend coming up, so you're just going to have to, you know, stockpile this news and hold on to it until Monday. Rudy Giuliani got disbarred in New York because something about the 2020 election. He openly lied about election results and tried to help Trump, overturn the results of the election.
Rudy Giuliani can no longer practice law in the state of New York. The former New York City mayor was disbarred Tuesday for trying to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 presidential election loss. Giuliani faces charges in Georgia and in Arizona for spreading lies about mass voter fraud. He's also an unindicted co-conspirator in the federal election interference case against Mr. Trump. Giuliani's spokesperson called the decision flawed, saying that his legal team is looking at options to appeal.
Yeah, they're going to appeal and they're going to fight it, probably. But I just thought when they said that they disbarred Giuliani, I thought, does he care? I mean, he's in his 70s. Does he practice law? Does he need to practice law still in New York? But maybe it's part of your, you know, legacy, too. I don't know. Anyhow. Right now, he can't practice law there. Nancy Pelosi, as far as I know, was never allowed to practice law in New York. But she's been asked.
I don't know that to be true.
I don't know. Maybe she has. I really don't know. Nancy Pelosi has been asked by several news people now, interviewers, about Joe Biden after the debate last week. His, you know, what some people call poor performance, underwhelming performance, scary performance. Just depends on who you ask. But I don't think anyone said it was a great performance, including Joe Biden. But Pelosi has finally sort of said, yeah, I think it's fair that we question his, you know, mental faculties. And we should question both the candidates. You know, this woman who's she's in her 80s, isn't she? Although she does seem okay. But she says, yeah, it's fair to question. But she doesn't go so far as to say Biden should probably step aside. But the first Democrat elected representative has come out, Representative Doggett, who I didn't know this guy, but he's from Texas, and he's the first elected Democrat to come out and say, yeah, Biden needs to step aside for the
vote. I think it's a legitimate question to say, is this an episode or is this a condition?
While Pelosi is continuing to support President Biden, Congressman Lloyd Doggett of Texas is becoming the first elected Democrat to officially call for the president to leave the race.
We must call on him to give the ultimate sacrifice of saying that he will step aside because that's the best way to save our country.
So the rumors that he was going to meet with his family and step aside, that all seemed to be false because everything on Monday morning said that he met with his family and his family encouraged him to stay in the race. So I don't know. I've seen a lot of headlines talking about the likelihood of Joe Biden actually stepping aside. And they say it's low, very low. But then I'll see other people saying, like, no, there's a chance that he may step aside. He's got this interview coming up with, I told you yesterday he booked some interview. Who did I say it was with? Maybe Stephanopoulos or one of those guys. It's going to be his first post-debate.
Right. Today.
Was it today?
I think you said that.
I don't know when it was. But, you know, he's saying that he was, he said he had a cold.
Sorry,
during
I meant
the debate.
Like the Today Show.
Okay. Maybe that was it. He said he had a cold. That was one of the first things that I heard. Maybe his people did. That was one of the excuses. Then he said it was because he traveled the world. He did too much traveling right before the debate. They said this morning he'd been home for like, I don't know, a week or two since all that traveling. Maybe I misunderstood. But he says, obviously, he's claiming that he feels better now, and maybe sitting down to do this interview will help put some people's minds at ease. I kind of doubt it, but whatever. Hey, Caitlin Clark, we haven't talked about her forever.
No, I'm excited.
I've been trying to find, you know, news about her.
She looked horrible in that debate.
She did.
She was old.
People have been asking her to step up, and the problem is she's too young. But someday, I do believe she will be president someday. But while she can't run for the White House yet, she can be one of only two rookies to make the WNBA All-Star team, huh?
Overnight, the Indiana Fever and Las Vegas Aces making history, selling out the more than 20,000-seat T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And the Fever's Caitlin Clark getting some great news before the game, becoming one of just two rookies to make the WNBA All-Star team. The other, Chicago Sky's Angel.
Caitlin! Katie, let's do it. Woo! Now, that 25,000, what was that? They said that they sold out T-Mobile Arena in Vegas and that was the first time that it happened. But I thought WNBA's been selling out games with Caitlin. Isn't that a thing that we keep seeing?
Maybe
that
they've been selling first one in Vegas?
Vegas? That's what I wondered. Yeah. They said over. I wonder what the, if that was supposedly the most well-attended. It can't be because I've seen clips. People were paying $200 for the cheapest tickets for one of those games when she first got in the league. So, yeah. So, but anyway, hey, look, she's selling out. They're selling out. I shouldn't say she. That's only going to make her,
you're calling her a
target. It's going to make her a target, you know, even more so than she already is from these veteran players. The WNBA players as a whole have managed to fill T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. Now, I'm not saying that it's like they've been selling out every game for 5 years, but this is still a big deal. They've been, the attendance numbers have been high. And if you can sell out T-Mobile Arena in Vegas, I think it's probably time to start renegotiating some of these contracts soon. Because the stuff that we saw about Caitlin Clark's rookie contract, I don't know how much of that stuff is true, but it didn't look like it was very much money. She'll get a lot of money from endorsements. It was, something like that. Like you can make like from, I want to say it was between 70 grand and 300K after the first however many months. She could obviously make a ton of money doing endorsements, and that's what she does and what she'll do. But I couldn't help but think, if you're the best player on one of these other teams, and they're selling out T-Mobile Arena in Vegas, and they're selling out some of these other pretty big venues, you know, this could be like soon that these people start getting paid good money. These players start getting big money. I don't know. Is there a chance that Caitlin Clark could have a multi-million dollar contract in her playing career? And I don't mean endorsements. Is there a chance that she could get paid millions for some sort of a contract from someone like Indiana or whatever?
Maybe.
It feels like if they can keep this attendance stuff up,
the Vegas thing doesn't matter. But if they're selling out her arena and they weren't before, wherever the Indiana Fever play, I don't know.
Well, I'm saying that the WNBA in general, if it just continues to start making more and more money, if they can keep people coming to these games, then it wouldn't be crazy, I guess, for her to get a $5 million contract? I don't know. Is that not enough? Should it be more than that? I really don't know. But congratulations. You know, we punched our ballot over and over and over, but the fan vote doesn't, I don't think it really counts as heavily. So it was a lot of prayers, but luckily, Caitlin Clark is one of the rookies on the team. We knew she would be, but a groom in St. Louis was shot in the head. I mean, this just sounds like, you know, if I said, what city did this happen in the United States? I hate to say it, but there's a few. You'd say Detroit, St. Louis, maybe Nashville. There's just those cities where you go, you read that a couple's getting married, they're having a backyard wedding, everything's going great, and then a couple of robbers, whatever, armed men, come into the yard
sure.
and say they're, you know, they want money, and then shoot the groom Ugh. In the head. I mean, this is... It's obviously terrible. The guy, last I checked, was still in critical condition. He may survive.
Friday evening, Dulce Emmanuel Gonzalez tied the knot.
I've always felt safe in our backyard.
Shortly after midnight, Benya said two armed men in masks walked through the gate.
They just said, don't move. As soon as he said that, I ran.
Police say one of the men was going through people's pockets, and the other armed man stood behind the groom.
They were saying that my brother-in-law was going for his wallet. And maybe they thought he was going for a weapon.
He was shot in the head, and the two armed men ran away.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Now, this is from a couple hours ago. It says that he is still sedated, but that his vitals are strong. I don't know what that means. Snowcone's the doctor here, or the whatever he was, an EMT.
He's a doctor.
Medical person. Medical
person.
Doctor.
You know, surgeon.
You know stuff about medical stuff. I just think...
Not about when, surgeon stuff, yeah.
If they say shot in the head, critical
That's
condition, but stable... Does that, like, are we talking, are we still waiting to see if there's...
Based on my training...
Brain activity?
It's usually not good.
To get shot in the head?
Yes.
Or just, okay.
It's not, I mean, it's better than being dead.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just based off my extensive training and you know, my experience, but it's usually not good.
Yeah, usually not good. Yeah. But he's survived a couple days now.
It's never good to be shot in the head.
I thought you usually don't survive getting shot in the head.
It's possible. Yeah, from what I've seen, it's possible.
To die or to survive?
To survive.
Both. Both.
Okay. I mean, it's possible for both.
For both, yeah.
I'm not even a doctor, and I know the answer to that.
Yeah,
both.
Yeah, technically. Yeah.
All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I answer on the test.
Mm. Correct.
Mm. You ever have...
Is it possible to die or live if being when shot, you shot?
Just say yes. Both. Yes. Yes. Just say yes.
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 Uh-huh.
True.
Crazy.
True. Have you ever been held up? Has anyone ever pointed a gun and tried to rob you?
No.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, but I think it was a BB gun, so I don't think it was a real gun. We were like 16, 17. We were teenagers. We might have been done with high school or close to... I think we were still in high school, so probably 17 or 18. But my ex was at a get-together at a house near Westport in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think they'd gone out drinking. They'd go back to this person's house. They're sitting around. And these two kids, they said they looked like they were 15 or 16 years old. Came inside, just walked up to the front on the front porch and walked right through the front door. And they both had guns pointed and told everyone, pull your purses out, pull all your wallets out, you know, set your stuff here. And somebody went upstairs. No, there was someone upstairs at this house and they didn't realize it. And that person heard what was going on and is coming down the steps with a gun, which my ex said, like, you know, I did not want. Yeah, you don't. What you don't want is in this
a
moment.
Shootout.
Right. Don't need it. Just like do what they say.
Don't be the hero.
And then, right. Listen to what they're saying. They've got guns. Just let them. And so these guys, apparently, when they saw someone coming down the steps before they even saw the gun, they took off. They managed to steal everything, but no one got hurt. But man, just in a moment like that, I don't think there's any doubt that I know sometimes they might say, depending on your circumstances, it's better to listen to what the person says, or maybe sometimes you got to fight because your odds. Mm-hmm. But if someone just walks up to you with a gun at a wedding or at a house party anyway. Or whatever, just do what they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of
just
course.
Just do what they say. And, you know, even if you have a gun on your hip and you've been waiting for this moment, unless it's just you being held up,
right.
I don't need you to be the hero right,
right.
now.
Right. So I don't want to see you in the exactly. OR.
That's
which,
right.
That's short Snow for operating room.
Yeah.
I don't want to end up there when I didn't decide to have a shootout.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. But Snowcone's got a whole other thing to worry about with his
right.
legacy.
I'm trying to have vacation, you know,
absolutely.
Wife and kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Just do it.
Just do
get
it.
Get the hell
exactly.
out of here.
Exactly. Just do it.
Nobody's here.
I know. A 5-year-old girl in Louisiana was left on a school bus.
Well, do something fun.
Huh?
We're leaving. Is this a good story, or does
he's
she?
He's getting there. It turns around.
She survives. I got the best for last.
Horrible.
I got the best for last. She survives. She's fine. And I just wanted to know, I mean, I don't know if she's fine. They said it was 94 degrees outside, so it could have been over 100 degrees on the bus, and she was left there for the entire summer school day. Plus, she's already going to summer school, so things at home aren't perfect, right? At 5 years old. 5 years old, and you're already going to summer school? So, you know, you don't want to get left on the bus, but she survived. She's okay. I just brought it up because I was curious if you would sue the school district if your five-year-old got left on a school bus. Like, yeah, you take a chunk of money for that, right?
Yeah, what do you
wouldn't
mean,
feel bad
what do you mean,
about
what,
that.
She didn't get breakfast. She didn't get lunch. She was on that bus in this hot heat for 5 hours.
Why didn't she get off?
She couldn't figure out how to open the door, I guess.
Okay, fair enough. She's only five. In my head, I'm like, I'm glad she didn't.
She's young.
Because I remember when my kids were five. They would have gotten off and wandered somewhere worse.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, I feel like both of them would have gotten off
open.
And done something.
Even if you don't know the levers there. I mean, because you watch the bus driver use it over and over, right?
Maybe it's fine, maybe she doesn't.
Maybe new buses, maybe they're electronic now.
It could be locked.
Yeah,
there could be a million different reasons.
Yeah. And five is young.
Well, I'm not blaming the victim here. It's just in my head, we're lucky she didn't get off.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't know, you know, if she would have figured out where she needed to go or what. I don't know exactly where the bus was parked. They said she drove from one school to the other school, which is where summer school is, and that's where she sat on the bus for 5 hours, just a little over 5 hours. The first millennial saint. How's that for good news?
Saint millennial.
Of the first millennial who's now been, what do they call it? Canonized? Does that sound right? Into sainthood? We have a saint, the millennial saint.
What are the miracles?
So the people who, I think one of them was in Brazil. I don't remember where the other one was. Similar stories though, that their sick children prayed
to this millennial
for
avocado
maybe,
toast
and their health.
And they received it. So that was good.
And their health.
And then they replaced for 500,000 followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
And they got
We need two miracles here.
Yeah.
We got them both.
So
500,000 followers on TikTok and unlimited supply of avocado toast for children.
I don't understand.
It was an amazing day. You should have been there.
That is a good day. Regardless, that's a good day
Saint
for anyone,
millennial.
Man.
This Saint Millennial, he was known for spreading the word of God on social media.
Yeah, see?
And so that was his tool. He died very young from some sort of blood cancer. I think he had leukemia. And I don't know.
That's not good.
That's not good. And I don't know if Catholics, I don't know why they were praying to this kid. Like, do the parents say, hey, we're going to pray to this guy on social media, or I don't totally know how Catholicism works with the saints and the praying to the saints and all that, but he did supposedly get his miracles. I'm sure that'll have to be reviewed by someone, but the Pope's all in.
A new era for the Catholic Church. Pope Francis and a group of cardinals approving the first millennial saint for canonization. Carlo Acutis, an Italian teenager
known
who's
as
been
Pants,
God's influencer, the patron saint of the internet, and is
patron
credited
saint
for
of
using
the internet.
Social media
that's what they call them.
To it's too
the
much.
Word of God
you millennials, it's too much.
At the age of 15.
Well, it's millennials. It's the church that's doing it.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of old people doing it.
Are like, we have the
yeah,
patron
it's all
saint
the boomers
of the internet.
Doing it.
Yeah,
the patron
like he's
saint
the,
of TikTok.
He's the patron saint of the internet.
Of the internet.
Yeah. That's what he
and
is.
He's credited for using social media to spread the word of God before his death at the age of 15 from leukemia in 2006.
So I don't have the part of the story to talk about the miracles snow cone, but they do address them.
What did he do?
Kids prayed to him or prayed over him or something, and their health turned around. They were sick, and they got better.
Well,
they didn't say what they were sick with, you know. But all that stuff has to be reviewed by the board and all that.
If I get real sick, I'll pray to him.
Yeah.
I'll pray to all of them.
Why not? It looked like the thing they were showing, I don't know if it was real, it looked like they already made a stained glass window of this kid's face and everything.
Somebody said it's an NFT. That's not real.
That's an NFT? the stained glass window was? Yeah. And I shouldn't even be talking about it because it's been sold already. Mm-hmm. Lily Allen, remember her? Well, you know what? Actually, I want to end with Lily Allen because that's the best one.
Patron saint of crypto? I like it.
Before we get to Lily
people
Allen.
People prayed for him. It went up by 0.3 cents.
That's right.
It's exciting.
That's a miracle. A retired couple, we'll get to these two first. They're retired. They really like Texas Roadhouse, and they decided, you know what would be great?
We like Texas Roadhouse.
Let's visit every Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, good idea.
You know,
it gives us something to do and gets
people can make
the country.
Fun of it, but exactly. It's an excuse to go around. You know you like the
it's
food.
No different than
and people
a
say, oh, it's the same everywhere. Well, that's the point.
Right. Now I get to visit, you know, Overland Park. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they have one in Santa Monica.
There's 650 of them.
Right. So good for them.
There's a lot of them, and they're almost
are
done.
Are they the patron saints of Longhorn?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think they'll have to
you
confirm some
for
miracles
a good
first.
Sweet potato?
It'd be weird since they were going to Texas Roadhouse, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're right. It would be weird.
Well, anyhow, I think it's not nice
God
to make fun of these people.
Odd ways. You don't have to understand them. You just have to believe them.
And don't question them. You never question them.
We were both retired at that time. It was like, okay, let's see how many we can go to. We're knocking them off pretty good. Last year was 79.
Yeah.
This year will be 80 to 82 or 3. I thought we were going to slow down, but we're apparently not doing that.
Yeah,
as long as our health is good and I still can
how could your health not be good eating Texas Roadhouse every
miles
day?
A day.
Oh, red meat?
We're going to keep doing this.
Veggies?
Man, yeah. What if that's why is your everyone life making fun of retire?
Them? See? Are you making fun of them?
Yeah, man. That's
it's just an excuse.
Why?
I'm with Lazo. It's an excuse to drive around the country.
I know, but it's just, come on.
We're going to do this.
That's what you work your whole life for.
What about people who drive around and go to campgrounds? It's no
right.
different.
Yeah, I'd rather go to Texas Roadhouse.
You're right.
You're just in national parks.
Okay. You're just checking out different cities. I don't see what the big deal is.
Mr. Millennial over there wanting to go to the national parks mm-hmm. and set up camp and stay away from the buffalo. I'd rather go to Texas Roadhouse. And I'm sure that after you visit all 650 and you get this kind of publicity for them, they're probably going to give you some gift cards. They're going to want to take care of you now.
They're not paying. They're not paying.
They're going to give you free stuff. They're already wearing t-shirts and hats. I'm sure they didn't pay for those. Now, is Texas Roadhouse, what's the other one that's like it?
Longhorn.
And then there used to be one more, right?
Longhorn, Texas Roadhouse, Outback.
Well, Outback I like, yeah. No, I was thinking there was another, was there a Lone Star Steakhouse?
Lone Star.
There is, okay. There was one over in Kansas, like in Legends, right? I don't know if that's still there. I think I used to confuse that with Texas Roadhouse.
I'm a Longhorn guy.
You like Longhorn.
I do.
Is that the Darden one? Is that Olive Garden?
That I don't know.
Okay, I was thinking maybe it was. That's what my dad liked, was
I like
Longhorn. But they like Texas Roadhouse, too.
I think the rolls are good.
That's Texas Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Longhorn's got that good sirloin special kind of like Outback. Yeah.
Darden is nailed. Longhorn, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they nail it.
Well,
that sirloin
are they Outback
steak
also?
There.
Who's Outback?
I'll check and see.
Yeah, they might do both. I like them all. I like them all, baby. I like all those steakhouses. I'll eat all of them. It's so funny to me. Like, my dad would be like, I hate Outback. I'm like, your favorite place is Longhorn.
He's like,
I hate Outback. I'm like,
why?
How are they that different?
Blumen,
I don't know.
Blumen Brands owns Outback. They have Carrabba's, Bonefish, Outback.
Oh, yeah, Bonefish.
And then some other ones.
I don't know why he disliked it. I'm sure he went there once and had a bad meal.
I don't believe that.
And that's what happened, or was unhappy with the service.
I don't believe he went to Outback and had a bad meal.
I find it hard to believe.
It's
unless he ordered the chicken
happened.
Or something. Yeah, I really don't.
The chicken's good.
Like happened. I've never had it. I just can't vouch for it. But it's good. It's...
The pork chops are really good.
At Outback?
Outback, yeah.
I never got the baby back ribs at Chili's.
I never got
or...
the ribs either, just because I would get it if I didn't live here.
But it feels cheap
to go to Outback and get ribs here when I can go. As somebody who didn't, you know, you might do it if you grew up here. You're like, it's fine. But for me, I'm like, no, I should go to a rib place, I guess.
Yeah, they're sweet at those restaurants, right? Is that like Chili's baby back ribs?
I only eat Kansas City barbecue.
Okay, well, good on you. You know who is a bitch? Lily Allen. And she is our final feel-good story here because I didn't know this, but she's married to the sheriff from Stranger Things. Did you guys know that? Hellboy number 2? Whatever. I can't think of that guy's name right now.
Is he also in Violent Night? Who's the guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've never seen Stranger Things, but I like that guy.
He's good. I like him too. I didn't know that they were married. At least the thing I was reading this morning said that they were married. Unless her husband happens to have the exact same name as that guy. But she apparently has an OnlyFans now. You guys know Lily Allen. And she apparently has an OnlyFans now, but it's only of her feet. Because she has been told that she has perfect feet.
Can I see him?
So I can show you her feet. Let me start her interview.
Why does she
here.
Need
I have
to
a
do
lady
a...
that comes and does my nails, and they informed me that I have 5 stars on Wiki Feet, which is quite rare, but yes, that my feet are rated quite highly on the internet.
So a Wikipedia about famous people's feet.
Yeah. She said that I could make a lot of money from selling foot content on OnlyFans, and I'm like, not no.
There you go. So she's got perfect feet. Now, I don't know if she actually is going to do this OnlyFans. I think she's joking. But apparently she's one of the few celebrities who has perfect feet on Wiki Feet.
They're not bad.
No, they look like feet, right? I mean, those, they're not
I didn't know there was a Wiki Feet.
Me neither.
I'm going there now, though.
Yeah, check it out.
I want to see who's got 1 star.
Yeah, the girl who was interviewing her, I don't know what show she was on, but the host looked herself up and found out that she only had 2 or 3 stars.
Oh, no.
They were laughing about that. But I think, you know, Lily Allen said it's very rare to have a perfect score there. So, Is this OnlyFans thing hers? It might be. I'm not going to give away the... I'll show on Twitcher, but I'm not going to say the name of the account because I just don't know if it's actually her or if she's just joking about it. But that's the profile pic there. And Snowcone, if you want to see her perfect pedicure...
She does. Perfect feet. She does have nice feet.
So there you go. You look into that if you want. If it's something you're interested in. Now, tell me about WikiFeet.
Rating. I want to go to Ugly Feet.
Oh, celebrity. You know who else...
I saw she was on there.
I heard someone else talk about this on TV. Who's the chick from Community, Snowcone? Allison
Brie.
Allison Brie. I saw her on Conan O'Brien talking about this, or one of the late night talks sometimes, saying that she has a lot of people taking pictures of her feet, and that they are always asking for pictures. So
they
she
do not like Sonia Sotomayor's feet.
When did they see those?
Apparently, she had a broken leg, and they're looking at them. They're like, these are not great feet. Just so you know, I don't know who some of these other people are.
Leave Sonia Sotomayor alone. She's accomplished so much, and all we can do is sit here and criticize her feet.
Okay, you guys ready to be done? Feet? Ready to get out of here?
Yeah, I'm ready to be done. Can we be done?
Might as well say the thing.
Yeah, well, I'm still looking at feet, though.
Yeah, I want to know who has good ones and who has bad ones.
I do. The first, if you put, I wouldn't suggest go to the first one. It's rude, but.
What, when you just went to the website?
Yeah, I put ugly feet in and.
Oh, okay. The first person under ugly feet. Is it a celebrity that we all know?
It was someone I don't know who I don't think had feet.
Oscar Pistorius.
No, it wasn't. But they shouldn't be on this site for feet.
Feet of the year. Hold on. Am I even at the same website as WikiFeet?
Yeah, WikiFeet. Go all the way to the end.
Celebrities. Oh, I see. So you can rank them
and then
by...
put zero. Like ugly feet.
Okay. So she says
man, these are a bunch of people I don't know, though.
Well, so you don't want to tell us who it was?
No, I don't.
Who could it possibly be? Someone that might not have feet. I can't. Mine is just spinning
over here.
Coco
Chanel.
Coco Chanel?
Yeah, she does not have good feet, apparently. Let me look at them.
I don't know who a lot of these people are.
No, but look at the first one. Go to ugliest feet and look at the first one.
My internet, it keeps going out. It just won't load. So I'm still just on the main page so I can get to
Coco Chanel's feet, no good.
Someone from Dancing with the Stars. God, did you...
Emily Roberts?
Unpopular.
I don't know.
Emma Roberts. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
We were just talking about her on Twitch, weren't we, a couple seconds ago? Wasn't that who said she's not famous because of her family name?
I'm really scrolling through these. I know we'll get out of here in a minute.
Wait, did they say Emma Roberts are good or bad?
Bad.
Really?
Bad. Bad.
I don't know these people, Aslo.
Oh, come here, man. Look,
a lot of these names I don't know. Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my internet's going out, too. Well, hold on.
I can't tell if it's a website or if it's
on internet.
Why don't
you go by site rating?
Yeah.
And you go to Ugly Feet.
That's what I was trying to do. It just wouldn't load. So you still haven't told us who the...
I'm not going to. Oh, it's not loading.
Wait, we're overburdening their servers. There's three of us on there at once now. It's freaking out. Oh, wait. Mine may have loaded here. No, it didn't. Never mind. Well, the same thing. Whose foot is that? Who is that? Oh, she's a ballet performer. Well, of course. You know, that's going to be hard on your feet. Whew. So who is the person with the worst feet? We're all dying to know, Lazlo, before we leave.
I don't know who they are. All right, here, I'll show you. I'll just say your name. Look, the website did it, not me, but I don't feel comfortable saying it. I felt comfortable outing Sonia Sotomayor. She's second worst.
Okay, right.
She's got bad feet.
According to them.
This is Hannah Tyree.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, Google her. It's not cool.
Okay, I'll Google her.
Michelle Malone, you know who she is?
No. I know Jenna Malone.
Lisa Ramey?
No. Is she... his wife? Daughter? I don't know Lisa Ramey.
Sonia Jones?
Don't know her either.
Melissa King? Lizzie Vance?
A lot of these names.
Kurt Fuller?
There's dudes on there?
Yeah. Patrice Berry?
I just on this one page going through here, I don't
Rosie
recognize
O'Donnell.
One of these names.
Rosie O'Donnell.
She's got good ones?
She's got no good ones.
Oh,
no
come
good
on.
Ones. 46 pictures of her bad feet.
Leave Rosie alone. Leave her alone. Look at this. This girl's only 19. What happened to her? I don't like that they're picking on people. Well, they should just put people up there that they want to praise and say, hey, this is a celebration of celebrities with great feet. If you want to do that, fine. But you don't need to put people up there and
Wendy
pick on
Williams,
them.
No good. What? Oh, yeah, that's no good, what she just showed me.
That doesn't really surprise me too much.
No, all right, hold on, we're not going yet. Just sit there for a minute. I'll go to the best feet, beautiful feet, and see what we get here.
Okay, I'm under celebrities, I thought, but the website is so slow.
Blue Jim, Dory Elizabeth, Ivanka Trump. She has gorgeous feet. 947 pictures they have of Ivanka Trump's feet.
Yeah, there's a lot. I see that. Who else? I don't know any of these people. See, that's the problem.
Alexa Wren.
Trying to get to a name that I can't even... Yeah, who's Alexis Wren? I don't know who that is. Poppy Drayton?
No idea.
What if these people aren't celebrities? No, seriously. What? I'm worried. Wasn't there some talk when we had, and I don't even want to say names now, we had a woman on the show, and she was talking about her feet showing up on some foot website. Was this the website? It kind of looks like that website that we got sent to, but maybe just because it's cheap, I don't know.
No, it looks like they're taking real pictures of people's feet, and then they're just
like judging them.
Yeah, like, you know, if they're like out on the red carpet or in a porno or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know a lot of these people.
I didn't know. I mean, Hannah Jeter, okay. Hmm. They say hers are great. Katy Perry, they say hers are great. They've got a lot of pictures of Katy Perry's feet. Jessica Biel. There you go. See, I could have gone either way with Jessica Biel. If they said Jessica Biel has terrible feet, I don't think that would have shocked me.
Feet of the year.
Either way. Christina Ricci. Again, could have gone either way with Christina Ricci. You know who I'll bet
Anna
might not
DeArmas.
Have great feet is Megan Fox.
I think
Fox.
Anna De Armas won Feet of the Year.
Is Megan Fox the smoke show? Who's MGK's? Yeah.
She's got the thumb thing.
That's
right?
What I was wondering, if her feet are bad. What if she has hammer toes? Isn't
she
that what
could.
They call it?
I don't know.
Do they like hammer toes? Or maybe they like hammer
they
toes. I don't know. Some of these toes.
Nalay Kafer. You know who she is?
Nope.
Well, she won Feet of the Year.
Good for
her. She beat Anna De Armas, 52% to 47%.
Snowcone, submit your feet to this website, please.
Could you imagine?
We'll see where we're at on Monday.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I could. Just take a couple pictures. Don't we have pictures of your
I'll
feet when we
I
did that
care.
Psychic foot
Put
thing?
Some, yeah, maybe.
Put some tanning lotion or something.
Yeah, should he shave them or leave them hairy?
No, I can just
leave them
are.
Hairy, but put some tanning lotion on them.
No, I can just how they are.
No, don't do that.
I'm proud of them.
Don't.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I have a picture of your feet somewhere from when we did that psychic foot reading thing.
Oh, man.
Hopefully I didn't save those.
All right, that's it. We're done.
All right, we're done. Good show. Who had the worst? Oh, Sonia Sotomayor. I don't want to say the other person. Did you see it?
I don't know who
did
it is.
Did you look up who I told you to look up?
I can't load the pictures.
Anybody?
I can get anything to load
yes.
on there. Couldn't get worst feet to load.
I couldn't find any pictures of her feet.
I couldn't get the
I
worst
think I
pictures to
wrong.
Load.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad everybody spelled it wrong. Good show. Well, I don't want to say her name again.
Say Lily Allen.
Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking,
or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.